You're listening to the SCAC Football Podcast. Today I'm joined by center head football coach Andy Fry and Coach Ha. First of all, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for asking.
Coach, the Colonels now 7-0 on the season, 4-0 in conference play, coming off a huge 24-22 win on the road at Millsaps. First 7-0 record since the 1989 Colonels team. Generally and first, going into the season, did you have a sense that this was a group that could put together a special season that they have so far to this point?
Yeah, we did. This group 2 years ago went down to Trinity, and if we could have taken that game, we would have got an NCAA bid. And so you could tell in that group there was seven or eight players that at that time as sophomores were playing. Unfortunately, a quarterback was injured and didn't get the chance to play in that, Tyler Osterman. But, they've been there, and this was obviously everybody has their goals every year, and that's one of their goals was to train hard and lead others to follow and train as hard as they are and prepare for the season. And I got to give a lot of credit to the senior class. They're just very good. I mean, they care about their teammates, and I think they're very relational. And because of that, I think they have strong followers, and that's our underclassmen.
Coach, as I look over your career, back in 2001, in your best season there at center, finished 9-1. You took a 6-0 center team on the road against a very good Trinity team. You had a senior quarterback that year in Drew Mildren. Have you noticed any comparisons in your senior quarterback now and Tyler Osterman compared to that senior leadership that you had from Drew back on that 2001 team that finished 9-1?
That's a good question. They're very similar in their poise. Drew was athletic, and Tyler's athletic. I see a lot of similarities. I mean, they were good leaders. You always say your quarterback's got to be the trigger, and Drew was an outstanding trigger. Unfortunately, in 2001, I was one of Trinity's better football teams. I mean, the following year, they played in the national championship, I think, wasn't it, in 2002?
Correct.
It was unfortunately, we had a pretty good football team in 2001, and we had to play somebody that was just a little better than we were that year, it's unfortunate. But, get back to your original question, two very similar. They understand the offense. They make great decisions, and I think that was the strength of Drew, and that's Tyler's strength as well.
Coach, obviously, as you head into a big game like this, it would be nice if you were able to play this at home. But going on the road, how much does that big win last weekend on the road at Millsaps, 24-22, give confidence to this team having to turn right back around this weekend and head back on the road and go to San Antonio for this big game?
Well, I really don't make a big thing of this. I know people do. We had to play Birmingham Southern when they were ranked in the top 25, and we had to drive down there and play them. I've always told these kids, golly, let's paint lines on a parking lot. It doesn't matter where you play. It's 100 yards wherever we go. So I guess the question that we got to go to Trinity, I'd love to have all our games at home. That's just the environment and the collegiality that you want to experience when you play college football, especially at home. But, this game is very important to both teams. And quite frankly, I think we would play anywhere. If they want to play in a parking lot, we play in a parking lot. If they want to play in the gym, we'll play in the gym. I mean, when the kickoff happens, I don't think our kids are going to think, gee, we're in San Antonio. And I think the other way around, they wouldn't think they're in Danville. I don't care if it's 90 degrees or 30 degrees. This is what you play for. This is the great experience of playing college football.
Coach, we head into this game. This is the first time since 2008 the SCAC has had two undefeated teams meet this late in the season. That was, of course, a big game against Trinity and Millsaps. But so much excitement around this game. As you look at Trinity on film, what is something, one or two things that the Tigers do really well that concern you that you're going to have to be prepared for on Saturday?
Well, last year, we just got a good game out of ourselves, and I don't think they played very well. So I don't know if the score was indicative of their talent. I mean, I think it was 45-7 or 14 or something like that. But the thing I have noticed differently this year is they're playing very good defense. And the second thing they're doing is they're doing a very good job with their ball security on offense. And I think when you don't turn the ball over and you play good defense, I think you've got a great shot of being a good football team, and that's what they have. They're fast, but they've always been fast. And, you know, I think it'll still come down to the things that we always talk about in coach talk. You know, minimize your mental errors, secure the ball, exploit their mistakes, and vice versa. And I think then you can win a football game.
You know, coaches, I've had a chance to watch both teams on film. One of the things that sort of stuck out to me, especially with Trinity, is as good a defense as they've played this year. They've allowed teams to make drives, but they've done a good job of coming up with really big turnovers, especially when teams are in the red zone or come up on big fourth and goal stops. How important, and I know you mentioned a little bit, but how important will that ball security be, especially when you're able to put drives together and, you know, really not turn the ball over deep in their territory?
Yeah, I think the thing that obviously both teams want to do is they want to finish their drives, and you know, I think we're pretty good offense as well, and we just got to make sure that if we do get in the red zone that we come out with a score. You know, fortunately we've got a really good kicker. I mean, I like to say that, you know, I coached him, but really he's just very good, and our team knows that we can get inside, we can get to the 40, and we think we could score. I mean, I've been out here practice. That young man can kick, and that gives you a sense of confidence that once you start getting into four down territory, that you feel like you can score. And now, certainly, you always want to come out with seven, but the fact that you know that you can score if the drive stalls, that's a confidence in itself for the offense. Again, it's. You know, like I said, you're right. Trinity has done a good job of bending but not breaking, and they're able to hold them through. You know, people say turnovers are, you know, the other team says, oh, well, we turn the ball over. Sometimes you turn the ball over because they're playing well, you know, and that's what they're doing. You know, they're forcing you to make a mistake, and that's a turnover.
Coach, 19 seniors on this team. How important have they been for this group and all the success that you've had so far this year?
Well, as I said, they've done a great job in leading this football team, and the other thing is they've always been on the same page. We you know, we harp about that. We do leadership training, you know, in the spring and the winter, and you can do it in the summer. You know, we talk about those things. I you like to think that there is fruition from those things, and I think it has. They're a very tight group of kids, though. They're really diverse, which is kind of neat to see that they all have diverse backgrounds. They're all involved in different leadership opportunities on campus, but yet when they play football, they hang together, especially in any decisions. This has been so far a very easy year to coach, just in regards to, you know, any problems that might exist or conflicts. I mean, it's just and really that comes from leadership, and that way as coaches you can concentrate on coaching the football game instead of, you know, dealing with problems, I guess, you know. I've always said that if I'm dealing with problems 60% of the time or 40% of the time and I'm only given 60% of coaching, we're not going to be very good.
You know, Coach, as everybody looks at this matchup, and we've talked about it already, obviously Trinity's defense against your offense seems to be something that everybody's excited about. As I look at your offense, so many weapons. Obviously, it starts with, as we've talked about, with the senior quarterback and Tyler Osterman, but, you know, you've got such good skill players, guys, seniors like Jonathan Pink. You've got Monte Scott in the backfield, Tyler's younger brother, Jason, lining up at wide receiver. How excited are you as a football fan to sort of see this play out in this matchup, your offense go against this defense this weekend?
Well, yeah, that, and like I said, I think as we always say, you know, competition heightens the play and it heightens the joy of the play, and I think that's what's happening, you know, in this game. I mean, it's going to be a fun game. It is a game. Let's always remember that, and it's play, and let's heighten the play by keeping score, as they say. You're right. I think we have a lot of weapons. You know, I think 2 years ago when we came down there, when Jonathan got hurt, really, we didn't have anything after that. We just kind of hung in there, and that was Trinity's. You know, and they did a great job as well. I'm not excusing the fact that when he got hurt, but it took away one of our bullets, and I think one of our bullets we have many bullets. You know, Tyler has the ability to make plays. Monty and Jonathan both do as running back, and what's unique about both of them, they're two uniquely different running backs. Their styles are different. So as a defense, it's kind of tough to kind of zero in. You know, when a kid is a juker and that type of thing, you start to pick up on how he's running when you're playing defense. Well, both those guys are different. You know, I've always said Monty is a glider and he's fast. He's very fast, strong. Jonathan just runs angry, and he will bust it. And then, you know, we've got two tight ends that are very good at the Division III level, and John Coomer and Brian Cellino, and they have the ability to catch the football, and they run good routes. And then you're right, Rob Melillo, Jason Osterman. I mean, we've got other people that we can get the ball to. And if you notice, we do spread it around. You know, there isn't a guy that comes out of every game with, you know, 10 catches. You know, we might have, you know, 20 catches, but it's spread between, you know, 6-7 different receivers, you know.
Coach, one of the things that, as I've gone through the season and had a chance to talk with your players throughout the course of the season, something they've continued to talk and hinder on that you and your coaching staff has really hit on is just mentally staying in the game, knowing that there are going to be 7, 8, 9, 10 plays throughout the course of a game that really have a major impact and affect an outcome on the game in terms of momentum swinging, whether it's defensive stops, offensive scoring strikes. How do you, does anything change going into this week, knowing there's so much on the line, different mentality with your coaching staff that you relate to your players going into this game?
No, I don't think there's anything we're doing differently. You know, I think the thing that we talked about after the Millsaps game, and, you know, Millsaps played an outstanding game. I thought they came out, and I thought they were very well coached. Certainly, I don't want to play up the 2 weeks that they had to prepare for us. They just did a great job of mixing things up, and you could tell they had done a good job of preparing to play us. And I think with that, when you play a good football team, you're going to have some mental mistakes. They force you to do mental errors. You know, that's what a good football team will do. So to go back to my point, that's the thing we're harping on this week. We just want to make sure that we come out of practice. We want to clean things up. We want to, as I use the metaphor, tighten the screw. You know, just tighten it up, tighten up the things that we do well, and make sure that whatever we do it, you know, with excellence, or at least attempt to do it with excellence. And I think if we do that, then I think we're in a position to compete and play and, you know, hopefully, I mean, we're out to win the football game.
Finally, Coach, obviously you've been a part of this league for so many years and coached there at center. As a head coach, as we head into this game, obviously so much on the line for, you know, at the very minimum, the winner will have a share of the SCAC regular season title, and the winner obviously will get that NCAA bid to play postseason. What's the one thing that you're most excited about as a head coach who's been around this league, who's been around this game for so long, heading into this weekend and taking your team down to San Antonio?
Well, I think, that's why you play. I mean, we're playing for something. Not that you don't play for anything if you're 3-6 right now. I just think that, you know, when you have an opportunity like this, I mean, you know, I talk to alums, and, you know, they'd do anything to have that one play back. You know, they'd do anything to have one season back. And, you know, I hope that, if anything, as we prepare for this week, and I hope as Trinity prepares for this week, that they don't have any regrets, you know, that they put the full preparation into the game, and then let's go play the game, and then whoever wins, you know, at least both teams can look at each other and say, you know, we gave it everything we had, and there's always going to be a winner. But I don't know if you can have a loser in this. I mean, yeah, certainly there's going to be a loser, but not a loser. You know, it's just going to be hopefully two very good football teams that are going to, you know, battle it out and play. And I'm looking at this game as, golly, what a great opportunity. I mean, I'm just thrilled that our football team and Trinity's football team will get to play for a championship. I think you better than that.
Head coach of the 7-0 Center Colonels for the first time since 1989, Andy Fry. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you guys travel down to San Antonio and take on Trinity.